This is the conclusion to which Solomon drew after experiencing many things throughout his life.
他主要是劝勉后代的人，尤其是年轻人。
And he mainly wanted to encourage the latter generation, especially the youth.
因为很多事情他都已经经历过了。
Because he himself experienced much of this.
他所得到的结论是 入光之下,一切的劳碌就是虚空。
And his conclusion is that under the sun, all the labor and toiling is vanity.
所以后来的人,如果跟他走同样的道路,最后的结果还是虚空。
And therefore, if people that come after him walk after his path, then they will also be faced with vanity.
最主要的不是谈人生虚空的问题。But
the main problem at hand is not vanity in life.
就是在虚空当中怎么能够突破。
But rather, how to find a breakthrough within this vanity to achieve meaning in our lives.
还有说这个传道书的一些道理啊，不是很容易了解。
At times, some of the truths in the book of Ecclesiastes is not that straightforward.
尤其年轻人啊，比较不容易了解。Especially
to the youth.
最近有一个弟兄跟我讲
Lately there was a brother who shared this with me
他说以前看传道书都看不懂
Said that before when he read Ecclesiastes he had no clue what he was reading
现在年纪越来越大 慢慢的就能够体会
But now with age and with time he can relate
所以有些道理的内容还是要有一些人生的阅历
Therefore, we really need some time under our belt if we are to truly understand the meaning of the words in Ecclesiastes.
那我们继续来看第三节。
Let us continue with chapter 1, verse 3.
传道书一章第三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse
3. 人一切的劳碌，就是在他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？ 这个劳碌这个字眼哈。 在传道书也讲大概30次
The term toil or to toil is mentioned about 30 times in the book
这个日光之下也大概有30次
The same thing applies for under the sun, about 30
所罗门王他并不是反对人生应当殷勤劳碌工作
King Solomon is not against the idea that people should work hard in their lives
事实上我们在箴言里面他常常提到说 诸般的殷勤对我们是有益处的
As a matter of fact, in Proverbs, we see that he advocates that to toil in due measure is beneficial for us. And therefore, he's against the laggards and those who are lazy.
他说懒惰的人你要去看蚂蚁
And he says, you laggard, go watch the ants in the field.
蚂蚁很殷勤工作
For they work diligently.
在夏天就积蓄了很多粮食。
In summer, they store supplies.
所以到了冬天的时候，他们就不怕挨饿了。
And therefore, when it comes the time for winter, they fear not being hungry.
他曾经经过了一个田园。
He also said that he once traversed through a field.
看到说荆棘长满了那个田园。
And he saw how thorns filled the field in its entirety.
墙壁都倒塌了。
The walls were broken down.
他没有人耕种，整个田地都荒废掉了。
There was no one to plow to sow the land, and it remained desolate.
所以他就得了一些教训。
And from this, he gained some insight.
他说一个人如果偷懒的话，就好像这个荒芜的田园。
He mentions that if a person is lazy, he is just like this field.
说他的贫穷好像强盗一下子就来了。
And his or her poverty shall come fast like a thief.
所以所罗门本身不是反对劳碌。
Therefore, Solomon is not against hard work.
但是我们知道说，这个劳碌是从哪里来的？
But also, we know where toiling comes from.
本来神造人，让人生活在这个伊甸园里面。
In the beginning, God created man to live in the Garden of Eden.
神叫亚当夏娃说，你们要修理看守。
Telling Adam and Eve to administer and take care of the garden.
所以在伊甸园里面也不是偷懒的，还是有工作做。
Therefore, it is not that they could just sloth around in the Garden of Eden, but they had a task to do.
那种工作不是一种负担。
But this task wasn't a burden.
而是在快乐当中修理看守伊甸园。But
rather, they took care of the field in joy.
但是自从人犯罪以后,
But after men sinned,
所以人就受咒诅了。
They were cursed.
没有办法住在伊甸园里面。
And they could no longer remain in the confines of the garden.
所以以后人的生活就是 劳苦愁烦。
Therefore, their lives became toiling and sorrow.
工作变成一种重担。
Work became a burden.
说人要努力工作，汗流满面啊，才能够得到糊口。
And therefore, a man needs to toil and work with the sweat of their brow in order to eat bread.
所以这个劳苦啊，是因为犯罪来的。
Therefore, the toil and the suffering that comes with it comes from sin.
啊，虽然一直劳苦啊，汗流满面。
Although man sweats on his brow.
啊，所以生活当中啊，很难得啊，能够得到安息。
Still, it is very rare for him to find rest.
啊，这是因为犯罪所带来的一种劳苦。
And this is the consequence of sin.
啊，那是这样，一直劳苦劳苦，到底能够得到什么呢？
So from toil to toil, what can we gain?
他说，主是暂时得到饱足了，啊，实际上最后还是得不到什么。
He says that momentarily we might find fulfillment, but in the end, not much really.
啊，所以像摩西就讲了，人的一生七十岁、八十岁。
So like Moses says, we live 70, 80 years.
啊，一生所可以夸口的是什么？劳苦愁烦。
And what we boast is sorrow and pain.
啊，这是我们人生的一种真相。
And this is the true reality of our
lives. 不管是富足人，其实他们也辛苦。
The wealthy included, they also suffer much.
啊，穷苦的人也是很劳苦。
The poor also work very hard.
啊，有的是劳力，有的是劳心呢。
Sometimes the suffering is physical, sometimes it is emotional.
啊，到底这样劳碌啊，能够得到什么？
But in the end, what can we gain out of all of this?
啊，所以这个第四节以下啊，就用这个自然界的现象啊，来描写人生劳碌的情形。
Now in verse 4 and onwards, we see through natural phenomena some analogies for our toiling.
我们看第四节
，verse 4，
说一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。好，一代过去，一代又来。
We're told that one generation comes, the other one goes.
那这里所讲的地永远长存，并不是说地永远都不会掉，不是这样。
And the term "the earth abides forever" should not be taken at face value.
耶和华见证人的他们说这个世界不会毁掉。
And like the Jehovah Witness do, because they say the earth shall never pass.
这不是这样的意思。
But this is not what it means.
就是说这个大地跟人来比较的话。
If we compare the lifespan of a man to earth,
地好像比人的时间长久的很多。
Then relatively, the earth abides forever.
啊，当然我们知道说物有本末，事有终始啦。
And we know that everything has an end.
啊，所以这个大地啊，有一个开始，神的创造，将来也有结束的一天。
We can apply the same thought to creation. Creation has a beginning, therefore it will have an end.
啊，这是我们了解的。
This is what we understand.
这里所讲的这个大地永远长存。
Here it says the earth abides forever.
说这个大地啊，好像一个人生的舞台一样。
Meaning that the earth is like a stage for our lives.
一个人出生以后就进到这个大地里面。
When a person is born, he or she is placed into this earth.
七八十年，他就演他的角色。
And for 70, 80 years, he or she plays his or her role.
演完以后就要下台。
Afterwards, it comes their turn to step down.
所以这个大地是一个舞台。
Therefore, the earth becomes like a stage.
人啊，一代过去，一代又来。
One generation passes, the other one comes.
我们人一代一代怎么算哦？
So how do we count these generations?
甚至有两种算法呢。
There are two ways of counting.
有的讲一个人哦，出生一直到长大结婚了下一代出生了。
Some mention that a generation begins with birth and ends or is followed by the next generation with a marriage and childbearing.
所以算那个以色列的人口大概是25年加一倍。
And therefore, in the terms of the Israelites, their population is double every 25 years.
70个人下埃及。
70 went down to Egypt.
400年以后回来200万人。
400 years later, they had 2 million to their name.
你如果用数学算一算25年加一倍。大概差不多。
If we do a mathematical regression, it is a duplication every 25 years.
那神也对亚伯拉罕说他的祖孙要在别人的地上聚居。
God also told Abraham that his children will dwell in a foreign land.
他说大概到第四代他们再回来。
And at the fourth generation they would return.
事实上他们在埃及地聚居是400年。
In reality they lived in Egypt for 400 years.
如果这样算的话，一个人一生大概是
And if we count it, for example, that there are, that a person can live 100 years,
100岁算一代, 所以有四代,
we could roughly estimate four generations in that time span.
他们聚集在埃及430年以后, 430年那一天啊, 他们就出埃及。
So 430 years after they first entered Egypt, they departed that land.
不过怎么算啊, 人在世界上都是暂时的。
But no matter what methodology we use for counting, we are here temporarily.
我们看到一般的那个戏台上,
when we see a normal stage,
那演员有时候上去演完他的角色下来,
the actors in a play go up to the stage and step down when their role is done.
轮到他的角色他又上去,
and when again comes their turn to be on scene, they go
and then they...
But in the state of life, we only have one chance.
我们上台以后, 演完下台了, 没有机会了。
When you step onto the stage and then step off, that is it.
不管你演的角色怎么样啊, 就是一次。
No matter what your role was, is that one time.
中国大概有 号称5000年历史嘛,
the Chinese boasts a history of
5,000
years. And they had about 400 emperors.
这个皇帝啊, 有的好有坏啊, 但是演过了就下台。
Some emperors were better, some worse, but in the end they all stepped down.
这个美国大概有40几个总统嘛,
the United States had,
200多年,
in its 200 year history, about 40 presidents.
还是有的人很有名的总统,
and some presidents became quite well known.
所以4年8年就下台了,
and after 4 maybe 8 year terms, they stepped down.
我们人生就是这样,
this is our life.
大地是一个舞台,
and the earth is a big stage.
但是一代过去, 一代又来,
but generation comes, generation goes.
而说我们在这个大地上啊, 我们圣经里面说我们是一个演员,
therefore the Bible describes us as actors.
啊, 演给天使看, 演给魔鬼看,
and we are in this play for God and to be the angels to behold.
啊, 我们怎样做一个成功的演员呢?
How then do we become successful actors?
在这个大地上啊, 来演我们的角色,
how do we play a good role in the presence of this earth?
啊, 这个第五节以下, 这个都是用自然界的现象啊, 啊, 来谈到人生。
From verse 5 onwards, we see life described through natural phenomena.
第五节说啊, 入头出来, 入头露下, 即归所出之定, 太阳从东边啊, 出来。
In verse 5, we are told that the sun rises from the east.
啊, 慢慢太阳上升啊, 入正当中啊, 最炎热啊, 最亮。
And then it goes up to the top at its apex when it's at its most intense.
慢慢慢慢的, 就往下沉,
in the afternoon, it slowly declines to the west.
到了黄昏的时候, 有时候你看, 哇, 很美啊, 但是快要下山了。
And during sunset, we see that the scenery is beautiful, but that is the end of the day.
有一次我跟黄世明传道,
there was one I was with preacher Steve Huang.
在 Hawaii那边工作,
and we were working together in Hawaii.
工作完以后, 我们就在那个希特巴比的家, 住在他们家。
After a day of work, we were at someone's house.
一大早啊, 去看日出。
And in the morning, we woke up early to see the sunrise.
平时那个毛里那边的温度大概80度啊,
in Maui, on average, is 80 degrees.
但是早上要去山上看日出很冷。
But in the morning, we went up to the mountain. It was
所以,
cold.
所有的大衣啊, 他们都借我们穿。
So they gave us thick coats to wear for the occasion.
还包一个毯子。
And they also had a blanket wrapped around us.
跑到山上去,
we went to the mountaintop.
啊, 在那边等,
and there we waited.
啊, 本来都很暗,
in the beginning, everything was
啊, 突然间啊, 看到, 哇,
慢慢的有一些光线, but then we saw light coming from afar.
啊, 突然间啊, 那个太阳好像跳的, 跳跃的, 跳起来,
and the sun, it almost as if it's jumped out of the horizon suddenly.
啊, 越来越美,
and it became beautiful and more beautiful.
很多人啊, 都在那边看,
many people were looking.
看日出啊, 很美,
and it is a beautiful thing.
这个太阳本来在暗暗的, 太阳光出来了, 这个黑暗就消失掉了。
The sky was covered in darkness, but then with the rays of light,
然后,
the darkness dissipated,
越来越光明,
and it became brighter and brighter.
所以这个好像我们人的人生啊,
and this is an analogy to our lives.
一个人出生一个啊, 一个婴孩出生啊,
after a person
带来喜乐,
is born, as a baby, he or she brings much joy.
慢慢长大, 慢慢长大,
and when they grow,
到了这个中年的时候, 可以说是住正当中,
when they reach adulthood, that is the apex of their lives. It's midday.
然后过了中年以后啊, 就慢慢往下沉了。
After mid-age, they slowly decline as well.
到了黄昏的时候。
When comes the time for sunset.
晚年啊，已经到黄昏了。
At all age, that is their stage.
我以前在学校读书的时候。
When I was still at school.
我听说我们学校里面有一个哲学系的教授。
I heard that there was a philosophy professor.
啊，他能跑到那个学校里面的大楼上面。
Who climbed up to a tall tower in school.
向着西边看太阳。
And he was watching the sun in the east.
看到那个太阳要下山啊，哇，有时候都在那边大哭。
I'm sorry, to the west. And he somehow wept bitterly when he saw the sun go.
可能是学哲学的人啊，比较多愁善感吧。
Maybe philosophers are more filled with sorrow and troubles.
所以我们常常听人家讲说夕阳无限好了，主是近黄昏了。
And the Chinese say that the sunset is something beautiful, but in the end, it comes to an end.
所以人生就好像这个太阳，一下起来，但很快又一跑，一下子就下去了。
Our lives are actually no different. Our life is very beautiful and very full of energy and intensity, but in the end, it just vanishes.
这个犹太人的拉比说这个太阳啊。代表每一个人。
The Jewish rabbi say that the sun represents.
今天的太阳跟明天的太阳啊，虽然同样一个太阳，但是他说不一样的人啊，象征不一样的人生啊。
Meaning that the sun that rises today is the sun that rose yesterday, but it is somehow different.
亚伯拉罕啊，然后再来就是以撒啊，然后再说雅各。
First came Abraham, then Isaac, and then Jacob followed.
我们人就是好像这个阳光一样。
We are like the light of the sun.
这样一下就起来，一下就落下去了。
In an instant we appear, in an instant we are gone.
再来讲到这个风往南刮，又向别转，不住的旋转，而且转回原道。
Verse 6 says the wind goes toward the south and then turns around the north and it whirls continually and comes again to a circuit.
转动啊，来象征人性。
The circulation of the wind represents life.
我们知道这个风啊，有时候微风。
We know that wind sometimes comes in the form of a breeze.
暴风。
Sometimes as a storm.
这个风啊，吹来吹去。
But as the wind blows about.
有时候来无影去无踪啊。
It comes from nowhere and goes to nowhere.
我们人生也是一样
Our lives are also like that.
人的一生有的好像这个风一样。
Sometimes our lives can be likened like to the wind.
我们说有很多那个风云人物
And we say that there are different sort of clouds and winds around.
当他上台的时候，哇，带来非常大的一种震撼。
And when these people come and are on the stage, they bring a very dramatic entrance.
能够呼风唤雨啊。
And they can call upon the wind and the clouds.
但是啊，一下子又消失掉了。
But in an instant, they vanish.
我们在历史上有很多很有名的人物。
In history, we know very significant figures.
就是风云人物啊，上台的时候真的是他们的作为啊，影响到整个天下。
And when they took the stage by storm, they influenced the whole humanity.
一下子消失掉了。
But in an instant, they disappeared.
这是人生啊。
This is life.
再来讲到这个江河。
Next, we see the rivers.
说那个大河啊，那个河水啊，就往低的地方一直流。
The rivers flow to a lower area.
然后河水一直流到这个大海里面。
And in the end, they flow to the sea.
这个海水却不满。
But the sea is not full.
我们知道这个海的特色啊，这个就是什么东西啊都装到里面来。
We know that one of the features of the sea is that it can take anything.
所以海是一个藏污纳垢的地方。
Therefore, it is a storage with infinite capability.
我们看到说现在虽然海那么大，但是越来越肮脏。
We know that the sea, although it is very vast, is becoming more polluted.
我们刚来纽约的时候。
When I just went to New York.
有一次啊，有一个弟兄说啊，我们到那个海边去捡贝壳，捡那个。
There was a brother that said, "Let's go to the beach." And
哇，都很一颗一颗都很大，那河怎么没有人吃
？And he was saying, "How come people don't eat this that could potentially be seafood?"
带来一些回去。
So we took some of it home.
后来人家跟我们讲说，那个不能吃了。
And then we were told, "Oh no, you can't eat those shells."
因为那个都是在那个河口的地方很多的那个工厂或废水污染。
Because they are by the riverbed where there is the discharge of factories and chemical plants.
啊，那个不能吃。
That is not edible at
all. 我们知道说现在这个海洋啊，污染相当厉害。
So we know that the pollution of the oceans and seas is very
great. 我们以前都说啊，那个孩子啊要吃鱼啊。才会健康，才会聪明。
In the past, we said that in order to let our children be smart, we need to feed them fish.
后来我女儿怀孕的时候说不敢吃鱼。
But when my daughter became pregnant, she was afraid of that.
因为那个鱼里面啊，海里面有很多的重金属啊。
Because there are many heavy metals in the sea.
所以现在的那个大海都是污染了。
So today, the waters are polluted.
很多的脏东西啊，都往这个海里面。
There are many impurities that flow to the oceans.
那这个海是动荡不安。
The sea is tumultuous and unstable.
所以以赛亚书五十七章里面说，这个世界啊动荡不安，好像那个海浪一样。
Because of this reason, Isaiah chapter 57 describes the world as a sea without any rest.
海的另外一个特色啊，就是不满。
Another aspect of the sea is that it is not full.
什么东西一直装上去啊，它就是不满。
Everything can be added to it, but it will not become full.
所以我们的人心啊，有时候也好像海一样啊。
Our hearts sometimes are unfulfilled like the sea.
那这个说江河的水啊啊往海里流。
We are told that all the rivers run into the sea.
我们知道很多做事的人说啊，我们这个人生啊，人的生命好像河水一样。
Many poets and psalmists say that life is like flowing water.
啊，很多的人生的那些荣华富贵，好像河水啊，慢慢的就往下流。
And riches and wealth and power flow away like water in a river.
啊，因为水是往下流的，所以人生的状况啊，是往下，不是往上的。
Water flows from tall places to low places, and this our life too. It only declines.
啊，所以我们读过诗篇九十篇呐。
We read Psalm 90.
啊，摩西说啊，人的一生啊，最后好像水一冲啊，就过去了。
Moses says that life is like a little water or a vapor that vanishes instantly.
啊，很多的功名富贵啊，啊，最后就好像水一样付诸东流。
And riches and name just flow away as water.
啊，这是人生。
This is our life.
我们看第八节
，verse 8.
第八节，万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。这里讲到这个人的耳目啊，人的欲望啊，是无穷的。
It says here that the eye of the desire of man is boundless.
所以虽然有很多助人的现象啊，但是实际上没有办法真正满足我们人的心理。
There are many things that attract the hearts of men, but nothing really fulfills it.
那有时候我们看到一些助人的现象很壮观啊，当然我们也可以欣赏。
And sometimes when we see a very breathtaking scenery, we can behold it and contemplate it.
那从所罗门的角度来看呢？
But from Solomon's point of view,
因为他经历了人生以后啊，他觉得说人生很绝望。
After experiencing life, he feels utter hopelessness.
啊，世界上的一些美，世界上的追求啊，入光之下，最后的结果是虚空的。
Because all the pursuits under the sun result in vanity.
啊，既然对人生啊感到很绝望，所以他也没有什么心情去欣赏这些啊。自然界的一些美景。
And because his attitude to life is hopelessness, he is not motivated at all to contemplate the wonders of nature.
所以本来这个自然界有很多啊，神的创造是非常的雄伟壮观的。
Originally, many of God's creation is very epic and worthy of.
但是对一个心灵空虚的人啊，人生绝望的人啊，对他来讲也没什么意义。
But to a person with an empty heart and without a hope, this is all meaningless.
好像一个人啊，对人生都已经绝望了，你还有什么心情去欣赏什么东西呢？
If a person feels totally hopeless to life, why would they be motivated to contemplate anything at all?
这是在日光时期啊，在这个物质界当中啊，人生的感受。
And this is Solomon's sentiment with respect to things under the sun, the physical things.
所有的东西啊，没有办法真正让我们心灵能够得满足。
And nothing, really nothing, can fulfill our hearts.
所以感到很厌烦啊，看看不饱，听听不足。
Things are full of labor, of annoyance, and nothing can satisfy.
再来说啊，这个第九节
，verse 9，
我们看第九节
，verse 9，
说已有的事何必再有，已行的事啊何必再行，日光之下并无新事啊。 这里是谈到说这个世界历史啊，就是一直的反复循环。
Verse 9 mentions that history repeats itself.
啊，没有新事。
And there is nothing really new.
啊，已有的是啊，这个世界上这个环境当中所有的是本来有的。啊，现在有的其实以前就有了。
The things which have been around to lay out our environment have already been before.
啊，以前的是，这表示人的事迹啊。
The things done, meaning the acts that humans have accomplished.
不管是环境或是各样的动态啊，看起来好像有很多新的事物。
And being environmental or other nature, we seem to be bombarded with new things
every day. 有时候我们感到说轰动一时的一些事迹。
And some things that we find very up to date.
但往往可能就是以前啊旧事的翻版。
It might be a repetition of something that happened in the past.
当然有的人讲说啊，现在虽然科学各样都很进步。
Some people say that, but today technology is very advanced, isn't it?
可能一些科技文明啊，都是空前的。
But all of this is also vanity.
那是不是啊？以前没有这样的事情了，所以很难讲。
They are very newfound things, but we should think that this might have happened.
因为我们现在所处的世代啊，我们所了解的是我们这个现今的世代。
Now we understand the things in our age.In our era.
从圣经亚当开始到我们现在大概是六千年吧。
And there might have been probably 6,000 years between now and Adam and Eve.
作为说以前啊，到底经过了几个世代，有时候我们不知道。
Sometimes we don't know how many generations passed between those two time points.
所以有的人说啊，可能以前的世代啊，哇，后来文明很进步啊，最后自己把自己毁灭掉了。
And some people argue that it might be the case that they, in the past, civilization progressed very fast, but then they brought their own demise.
然后整个世界又从原始啊，从头开始来。
So history started from the primitive era once again.
慢慢啊，越来越来越进步，文明啊，最后又自己又毁灭掉了。
Slowly they progressed technologically, but in the end they brought about their own destruction.
所以有时候我们觉得说啊，这是一个轰动的一个很特别的事件，可能以前都已经有过了。
Sometimes when we see something and we think it is quite something new, in the past it might have happened already.
我们看到说世界上很多的流行就这样哦。
There are many fashions in the world that fit this bill.
各种的风气流行啊，都是一时一时的。
Many trends, fashions are only temporary.
有时候流行完以后啊，过来一段时间，又回来了。
And after a fashion goes out of fashion, it comes back years later.
比如说那个男生在打领带哦。
For example, a neckties.
本来是宽宽的，有时候慢慢缩小，缩到最小，然后又变成最宽大。
You see that in the beginning there were white ties, then became the skinny ties, and then slowly they grew again and so on.
有时候人的衣服啦，衣着也是这样。
The same thing applies to our clothing, fashion in general.
有些东西啊，都是流行过，然后过一段时间又原来的那个风气又流行过来。
Things seem to inexplicably come in and out of fashion.
不过这里所讲的这个没有新事啊，都是一些旧人旧事。
Here it says that there is really nothing new.
主要还是讲这个道德方面。
But this is mostly concerning morality.
我们说啊，因为这个世界犯了罪以后
，We say that after this will enter into sin.
罪进到这个世界里面来。
And sin came into the world.
所以人呢，越来越堕落。
Man is more and more decadent.
所以各样的品德啊，越来越败坏。
And morally speaking, we are more and more decaying.
所以像挪亚的世代，因为人的罪很重啊，后来就被灭掉了，用火灭掉了。
Of Noah,
用水灭掉了。
Because of the sin of man, God brought about destruction through the flood.
他说现在的世代啊，也是暂时存留啊，因为人的罪越来越重。
Today this generation is allowed to remain, but because of the sin of man,
将来有一天呐，还是被神用火把它灭掉。
One day God will destroy everything with fire.
所以在以赛亚书里面说啊。
Therefore, in Isaiah, we see
这个世界啊，好像一件旧衣服。
That this world is likened to an old garment.
越来越旧，越来越坏了，最后把它捡起来，就把它丢掉了。
Which is all old and it breaks, and in the end, it's torn to pieces and thrown away.
所以这个世界所充满的就是旧人跟旧事。
Therefore, life is filled with all happenings, all people.
都是一些道德上败坏、犯罪的一些事情。
It is the cadence and corruption of morality.
所以你打开每天的报纸啊，很多暴力凶杀。
Therefore, when you look at the news every day, all you see is fornication, murder, hatred, and so on.
所以在世界上没有心事.
There is nothing new under the sun.
而唯有在主耶稣基督里面才有心事.
Only in Christ can there be renewal.
我们看参考两节圣经.
Let us refer to two verses.
我们先看以赛亚书51章.
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 51.
第六节.
Verse 6.
以赛亚书五十一章第六节
，Isaiah chapter 51 verse 6，
说你们要向天举目观看下地，因为天必像烟云消散，地必如衣服渐渐旧了，其上的居民也要如此的死亡。唯有我的救恩啊，永远长存，我的公义也不会掉。所以这个世界啊，说好像一只建立物啊，慢慢旧啊，最后就把它丢掉了。
The world grows older and older like a garment, and then it is thrown away.
啊，唯有神的救恩呐、啊，才能够永远长存。
But only God's salvation shall remain forever.
所以在神里面呐、啊，才有新事。
As such, only in God there can be something new.
我们看以赛亚书四三章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 43.
十九节。
Verse 19.
以赛亚书四三章啊。十九节
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19
十三章十九节
Chapter 43 verse 19
说看啊我要做一件新事如今要发现你们岂不知道吗我必在旷野开道路在沙漠开江河那这神讲说他要做的一件新事
This is something that God tells us he will do
啊，本来这个世界好像旷野沙漠一样。
The world was like a desert and a wilderness.
啊，因为没有水啊，啊人啊没有办法得到滋润。
Because of lack of water, humanity could not receive any refreshment.
而神啊，要把他的恩典赐下来，好像雨水滋润大地一样。
But God wants to show His blessing like the rain nurtures the land.
啊，借着他的救恩啊，借着他的灵。来满足我们人的心
through salvation, through His grace, to quench our hearts.
啊，让我们能够生命得到更新呐、啊、
so that our lives may be renewed.
啊，做一个新人啊，来行新的事情
to become new creations in the eyes of God to do new things.
就是耶神所要赐给我们的救恩呐、啊。带给我们新人新事
This is the salvation that God wants to bring about with a renewal.
我们看哥林多后书五章十七节。
Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
哥林多后书五章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
五章十七节。
Chapter 5 verse 17.
说若有人在基督里面，他就是新造的人呐、啊，旧事已过，一切都变成新的啦。所以耶稣的救恩临到我们。
When the salvation of Christ reaches us.
啊，我们接受主的救恩呐、啊。啊，我们就要成为一个新人。
And we receive it, we become new creations.
因为我们那个旧人、罪人跟耶稣同钉十字架，把它灭绝掉了。
Because the old man has been destroyed on the cross with Jesus.
啊，所以我们受洗以后就成为一个复活的新人。
And by baptism, we become new creations.
啊，有新的生命，啊，有新的生活。
With a new life and a new lifestyle.
所以那个败坏的旧人就是完全。
And therefore, the corruptible man has passed.
啊，所以我们有新的生活，有新的盼望。
We then have a new life, which brings also with it a new hope.
我们将来还要进到新天新地。
In the future, we will also dwell in the new heaven and the new earth.
啊，所以在世界上没有新事，唯有在神里面呢、啊、才有新事。
Therefore, on this earth there is nothing new, but in God things have become new.
啊，看回来传道书一章。
Let's return to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第十节。
Verse 10.
十一节
，verse 11，
传道书一章十一节
，verse 11，
说已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代后来的人也不纪念哦。我说我们刚刚讲过说啊，一代过去，一代又来。
We mentioned before that generation comes, generation goes。
啊，他说啊，已过的世代没有人纪念。
For the generations that already went, there is no one to remember them.
现在的世代啊，将来也没有人会纪念的。
And no one will likewise remember the present generation.
人啊，活着的时候总是希望说啊，留下一些东西啊，啊给后代的人来纪念。
When they're alive, men have the tendency to want to transcend in order to be remembered.
哦，我们看到有一些做官的人啊，他就赶快啊。
Some officials take advantage of their position to make plaques or other things to commemorate themselves.
建筑物盖好了，就在提一个名字。
They build structures and in their own memory.
有的会筑基啊，造一个铜像，造一个纪念碑。
Some people create memorials to themselves.
但是啊，我们人实在很健忘。
But we are very oblivious as men.
有时候啊，你虽然说啊，在世的时候。 有啦，很多的功劳，很多的贡献。
It might be true that we have much success and contribution in this life.
但是当你过去了以后，一下子新来的人啊，有时候都忘记掉了，不会纪念你。
But after you pass and a new generation comes, it is very unlikely you will be remembered.
我们看到说，过去我们小的时候很尊敬的一些啊，一些国家元首，一些伟人啊。
When we were young, there were many leaders of the country who were very admired.
那我们后来看啊，后来的人啊，把他们铜像都敲掉了。
But afterwards, when a new generation came, they demolished their statues.
把他们以前的东西，有的人都把它涂掉了。
Some were vandalized.
人有时候就很健忘。
Or bleached out.
事实上，人没有办法留下什么东西来。
And there is nothing we can leave to our memory.
有一个，我看报纸看到有一个。 以前是一个政府的很有名的官员。
I saw a news concerning a very influential official in his time.
所以得到政府给他一些奖励啊，奖章、奖牌啊。
So he received award and accolades from the government.
而且他的孙子啊，这什么东西啊，清一清啊，就把它丢掉了。
When the sons were cleaning up their house, they found these things and say, "What on earth is this?" And they just threw it out.
所以有的人想要留点东西啊，其实留不住的。
Sometimes men want to leave something in the remembrance, but all of this is vain.
虽然我们 现在啊，我们比较平凡人，我们就收集一点照片。
Today, we more normal people might collect some photographs.
过了两三代以后，我们的祖孙啊，有时候不认识我们，到底是谁啊？把它丢掉了。
But I tell you that two or three generations later, your descendants will say, "Who is this?" and just toss the picture.
哦，所以。 有的人在形容说，我们人走过的地方有脚印。
Some people describe our lives as walking and leaving footprints behind.
比如说，走在那个沙滩上。
For example, on the beach.
留下来一些脚印。
We imprint our footprints in the sand.
但是啊，有时候一阵风来啊，把那个沙土吹来，或者是那个涨潮的时候水淹上来，啊，那个。 沙滩就变平了。
When a gust of wind comes, or when the tide comes and goes, all that land becomes flat again.
你留下的脚印啊，后来又消失掉了。
Your footprints have effectively vanished.
人生就是这样。
This is what life is.
没有办法留下什么。
There is no way to leave anything behind.
说已过的世代，没有人纪念。
And no one remember those who are from this generation.
将来的世代也无人纪念。
No one will remember this generation either.
我以前也喜欢读那个莎士比亚的戏剧。
In the past, I admire much the works of Shakespeare.
You know, 哥哥他们学校里面呢，刚好人家送一套37本呢。
My brother once received a gift of 37 volumes from Shakespeare.
带回家，我从头到看到尾。
And he brought it home and read all the books from the first one to the
last. 后来我们学校里面呢有戏剧系。
Then we had a drama group.
他们常常在演戏啊，他们演那个莎士比亚的戏剧。
Many of the plays they performed were from Shakespeare.
所以我很喜欢去看。
And I really like to watch.
里面呢有些台词啊，真的很美。
Some of the settings are very beautiful.
其中有一句话。 我印象很深刻
And I remember one of these phrases
他说啊，人之为善常常被人所忘记
Which is no matter how much good a person does He or she will be forgotten
他说人之为恶啊，跟他的骸骨就一同埋到地里面去
If a person is evil He and his evil will be buried into the sea
有些为善的人啊，最后人家也忘记掉了
For the people who do good, they might be forgotten.
那个做不好事情的，跟他的骸骨就一起埋葬掉了。
And to those who do evil, their evil is buried with their remains.
这就是人生。
This is life.
意思就是说，我们想要立功、立德、立言呐，但是很难呐。
That is to say, we seek to establish our power and influence, but it is quite difficult.
没有人纪念的。
No one shall remember.
我们看1章12节。
Let us see chapter 1, verse 12.
这是他
This is an intermediate conclusion drawn from the observations of life.
1章12节,
Chapter 1, verse 12.
他说啊, 我传道主在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王, 13节,
13.
我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做的一件事, 乃至神教世人所经历的是极重的劳苦。 他在研究了以后啊, 得到几个结论。
After Solomon did this research, he drew several conclusions.
第一个就是人生是极重的劳苦。
First is that life is greatly burdensome.
啊, 人在一生当中啊, 劳苦患难重担。
Man received tribulation and sorrow and pain through his or her lifespan.
啊, 人没有力量啊。 再来说, 人没有力量去克服它。
And then he says that there is no strength sufficient to overcome it.
我们看14节。
The second conclusion is that life is none other than vanity.
啊, 人虽然想从劳碌中啊, 得到一些满足,
Although man seeks to gain satisfaction from work,
啊, 想借着人的力量啊, 来让我们的生活更加进步,
and through their own power advance their living standard.
但是最后的结果啊, 还是得不到什么,
The outcome is still nothingness.
15节,
15.
弯曲的不能变直, 缺少的不能够足数, 这讲到人生, 人的力量啊, 能力啊,
Verse 15 is about the limitations of human power.
因为很多的事情啊, 不是我们人的力量啊, 啊, 能够去左右的。
Because there are many things that are beyond the grasp of our reach.
我们都盼望我们的人生啊, 是一帆风顺啊, 啊, 不会曲曲折折的。
We always expect our lives to be smooth sailing without any obstacles.
啊, 这个弯曲啊, 表示人的, 啊, 人的命运啊, 就是弯弯曲曲的。
But indeed, our path is winding, representing the many difficulties we must face.
啊, 很多啊, 我们不愿意啊, 碰到的一些不好的事情啊, 但是你没有办法逃避, 偏偏会碰到。
The things that you want to avoid for your life, you cannot escape.
碰到了以后啊, 你没有力量啊, 啊, 去改变它, 说弯曲的, 你没有办法把它变直。
And after you encounter them, there is no way you can make this twisted path be straight.
缺少的不能够足数。
And then it says, what is lacking cannot be numbered.
缺少就是人生有很多的缺憾。
And this lacking represents the void in our lives.
我们都是希望说我们的人生很圆满。
We always want our lives to be fulfilled.
啊, 但是啊, 实际上我们人生有很多很多的 缺憾,
but in our life, there is much lack in different aspects.
啊, 就是我们人不愿意的。
This is something we'd rather not have.
有的人说啊, 有的富足人啊, 啊, 但是他偏偏没有孩子。
Some people say that some wealthy people don't have children.
啊, 很多贫穷人啊, 孩子这一大堆又养不好。
But on the other hand, for poor people, they have many children which they cannot take care of properly.
啊, 有的人啊, 啊, 虽然家境很富裕啊, 但是 孩子啊,书就读不好。
Although some families have a very wealthy financial background, the children cannot do well
in school. 有的人很富足啊, 很会读书啊, 但是就没有钱让他读。
And some who are very educated and very intelligent still cannot make a lot of money.
啊, 有的人啊, 虽然本身啊, 啊, 很有才干。
Some people might be very talented.
啊, 去找到一个啊, 啊, 不是很好的一个妻子, 好像苏格拉底啊。
But they find a wife that is not very virtuous, like Socrates.
啊, 他的, 他是一个哲学家,
he was a Greek philosopher.
他的, 他的太太好像不太好。
And it seems that his wife wasn't all that virtuous.
大声骂骂完,你给我伸出用水拨他。
And she would scold at him, yell at him, and pour him with a bucket of water.
他就祝我血槽啊, 说, 啊, 这个打雷以后啊, 总会下雨啊。
Socrates, mocking himself, says, after the thunder comes the storm.
啊, 所以很多啊, 我们不愿意碰到的事情,
There are many things that we rather not face.
啊, 但是我们没有办法去克服它,
But we cannot overcome them.
说弯曲的不能变直, 缺少不能足数,
What is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is lacking cannot be
numbered. 虽然啊, 我得到了大智慧,
Although I receive much wisdom,
啊, 但是我这个智慧也 无济于事了，没有办法做什么。
Then it is not really pragmatic in any fashion.
所以他说我都有智慧，就都有愁烦。
So the more wisdom I have, the more worries I have.
加增诸事，只是加增忧伤。
to add wisdom is to add grief.
啊，因为你越聪明啊，啊，你对事情啊了解越多。
Because the more understanding we have in something, the more well versed we are in the matter.
啊，了解人生的困境缺憾越多。
And we are more acquainted with the lacks, insufficiency.
啊，虽然你很有智慧，但是你没有能力去改变它。
So we might have much wisdom, but we are powerless when it comes to time to change it.
啊，所以只有越多智慧，了解越多，越感到愁烦。
Therefore, the more wisdom, the more understanding, the more grief.
啊，越感到忧伤。
The more sorrow.
啊，就是他查考人生以后啊，一个综合的结论。
And this is a conclusion that can be synthesized to this phrase. Let's pray in silence.
阿门。
阿门。